So I want to read in the book of Numbers tonight in chapter 13. And I just want to share a thought with you, and I will try to keep myself composed as much as I can to read it. But to give you some background before we read that, I begin to read about how that the children of Israel were in Egypt, and how that God began to move upon Pharaoh to move the children of Israel out of Egypt, and how that he probably could have moved them out any way that he wanted to, but he moved upon Pharaoh with 10 different plagues. And I thought about each one you read about, and you have the blood, the frogs, lice, flies, pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and death of the firstborn. And I read about all those, and I thought about, it would have probably got me at the first one, you know, with the blood in the river, but then he got his sorcerers out there, and they said, oh, we can do that, and he just got past that one. So it took 10 trials for him to realize, well, it's time for me to turn them loose. And I began to seek the Lord and say, Lord, what are you trying to get me to see? God, why are you sending me in this? And then it finally dawned on me, while they were there, the Israelites were there while these plagues were going on. And God had appointed them a leader to bring them out of this. And if it wasn't enough that he did one thing for the Israelites, he did two. He sent another and another. He sent up to 10. And finally, when Pharaoh had let them go and they were on their way out, he not only did that to change the mind of Pharaoh, he didn't let them just go on and hope that they ran away and escaped. He parted the Red Sea to make sure, to ensure that the escape was proper. And on their trip, on the way through, they had the shelter of the pillar of cloud. And I thought about all the things that they had. And I thought, oh Lord, how I've been, God, so ungrateful for all the things that you've done for me. How, God, how, Lord, that you've brought so many things in my life to bring me out of so much. As we begin to read in the 25th verse, chapter 13, it says, and they returned from the searching of the land after 40 days. See, they were in the wilderness at this point after they made it over there, and they had been fed. It's not like they were starving. They had what they needed to be able to sustain themselves. And after a couple years of this, their test finally come around. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and had them to go send out spies to check out the new land that they were going to go to. And they went over there and they sent one from each tribe. Are you with me tonight? Help me preach it tonight, church. They sent one from each tribe, and they went out 40 days and came back after scouting the land. Amen. It's oftentimes that we want so many things from God and can't wait to get it, and we have to have proof along the way. So their test came along after a couple of years of this 40 years. And they went and came back. And it just put me in my place when I read this. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back the word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him and said, be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land the which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that saw it in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our sight, in our own sight, as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. So they went and scouted that land and came back and talked about all the great things that they saw. Isn't that where we are with our prayers? We know that God is more than able to perform. Yeah, we'll see the giants in the land of where we want to go. We'll see the things that are standing in our way. And we'll see that is so big and count ourselves as grasshoppers. And out of all the spies, Caleb stood up amongst them and stilled everybody and said, let us go at once, for we are well able to conquer this. And I begin to wonder, what did he see in all of them that made him feel like that they were able to conquer it? But I realized that he didn't see a thing in any of them, because everybody that was around him was beginning to cower and to be afraid. They begin to say that we're not able to do this, and that there's people by the sea, and there's people over here, and there's people in this land over there, and we're not able to take this over here. And we get in a place in our lives sometimes where we're asking God to move greatly. We want him to do great things. We're seeking him to go for that next step in our life, but I find that when we go out and start seeking him, that we have a little bit of what I like to call some trust issues. We get in a place in our life where we're not faithful enough to believe, stand up and be still in the midst of our trial and say, I know that I'm more than able to go through this because God is surely with me. I know that there's going to be people that'll come up to me and tell me I'm not able to go on in my life for the things that's around me. They'll say, Jared, don't you see all that's around them? Don't you see all the things that's going to overtake you if you go on ahead? But I know the God that I serve. I know the God that's with me. The one that makes me able is the one that gives me the confidence to be able to endure. That should make you want to shout. And yet they were being cowards. And I look back. And then we remember where they came out of. And that's the message for tonight. I don't have to go any further than that. You see, the outcome is that the judgment upon that, for each day that they went out and spied, there was a year added unto the suffering of those that had to stay out in the wilderness. And only those that were 20 years and younger were able to go forward with Cable as the appointed leader, because he wholeheartedly believed. Hallelujah. He wholeheartedly believed. I'm telling you, we don't have enough faith to believe after God has done it time after time after time. I've seen the enemy be pushed back so many times in my life, and yet I'm not able to stand up and say, God, I know that you're able. God, I can't stand up and give you the praise one day after another. I have to be a coward in the middle of this. God, you're able. Able to do all things. And if I'm not able to believe that, then I need to look inside of me and say, what is it in me that's getting in the way? It's my fear. They were afraid of their stature. But you know, when they were looking at their stature, they were looking upon elements they saw with their eyes. They were looking upon things that they were judging with their flesh. And just as they looked on with their flesh, they were judged in their flesh. And guys, if we don't get out of this flesh, day soon coming that we're going to have to be judged for sitting around acting out of our flesh. God wants to be glorified in everything that we do, the life that we lead, the words that we speak, the life that we live, everything that I do, God wants the glory. So when I go out in my life and I confess to somebody that I just don't think I'm going to make it, I'm no better than the children of Israel saying, we're not going to be able to do it. though there be milk and honey that we saw. They got to see it. They got to see it, and yet they let some big giant get in the way. They let some big giant get in the way. Let me tell you something. When we get down to a place where we let man get in the way of what God is able to do, you will see dead roots plucked up every single time. We will sit in the wilderness as long as you want to sit in the wilderness, until God is the one that we trust, until God is the one that we mind. We'll never be able to go into the fullness and the sweetness of the Spirit. I want to be able to see those giants torn down, but I'll never get there if I'm in fear before I ever go forward. I can't come in and be afraid. I can't be afraid. But let's look back at all the things that God had provided just for them to get there and be unsatisfied. You see, after that report that they gave, that caused an uprising in the rest of the people that was around them. And isn't that how it is? That our leaders of a church, come on, leaders of a church, be bold enough to take this one. The leaders and pillars of a church that knows to be like Caleb, to know to be like Caleb, to wholeheartedly believe God, yet we look upon something, see some kind of giant, and be fearful. Come on now. We have to learn to believe and have a confidence in the God that we serve. I don't have to go back very far to know what God has done for me. I don't have to look back very far and see very much to know how good that He is. So it doesn't take me very much to get motivated to worship Him. All the times that God has done something for me, and yet I'm not able to believe, not in the sense that I'm afraid, but in the sense that I can trust Him. You know what I mean? I got to get in a place in my life where I can trust God even if I'm starting out $1 million financial need with a penny. They came out with nothing, and yet God provided manna. And yet He provided so much quail that it was just overflowing. They didn't know what to do with it. So it's not like that God does not provide for us, that we're not able to enjoy church. It's not like that the anointing isn't there, that we're not able to stuff ourselves full to be able to go on. But I'm talking about in a time when you're afraid and you look ahead of you and you see something that's bigger than you, that you have enough, that God has done for you before you, to say that I know that this, it might look like it's big, but God is able to provide that I be able to conquer. You see, they went on in that land, as you read it, and they conquered everything that was in there. So all those that were judged and had to stay behind, I'm sure could have been a different outcome. And the part, I want this to rock us tonight. I want us to go out of here and think about this tonight. Let me read this. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmur against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me, saying to them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Now I know that we live in a different day, but if it makes me think that if God spoke, then what would He do with people, in other words, that were ungrateful and not able to believe? The bottom line is this: when I come in here, if I'm down, that you're that Caleb, and you come through and pick me up. That if you're down, then I'm able to be that Caleb and pick you up. That if the church sees somebody in need, that we're able to go to them and pick them up. See, we're living in a day right now, destruction comes, you read and see it, hear it, It's starting to happen closer together now. And people need to know about Jesus Christ. And people need a church. I believe this with all my heart. And they can toss me here, toss me there, but I'll preach it until I'm done in this world. They need a church that is constant. You can amen me or not, that's all right. They need a church that is constant. That when they come in, they know that the Lord is surely going to be in the midst. The only way that they have that confidence is if the people are what? There's many words that you can put there. But the word I'm going to put there is consistent. If I come in confident on Friday, I should be able to trust God on Sunday. And let's put it like this. If I can trust God on Sunday, then I shouldn't be ripped to pieces on Monday. I shouldn't be. When Wednesday comes around, it's been a couple days since I've been with everybody for them to be able to pick me up and encourage me. I should still be able to trust God. And here's the kicker. If I feel like that I'm getting down, I should be able to reach out to somebody. Somebody should be there, right? That's our duty. Come on, church. That's our duty. That's where we come in. We're that friend. We are the light of the world. We are that one that loves. We're the one that loves our neighbor as herself. Right? I can't stress it enough how much the people need somebody. Everywhere that I go, somebody needs somebody to be greater than afraid. They don't need me to show up and say, well, maybe God's going to provide for you. They don't need you to show up and just sing the song, just to sing the song. They don't need you to come in and be a critic. They need you to be who God has called you to be. They don't need you to come in and just sit down and just enjoy it to enjoy it. Because sometimes we get tired and we just want to sponge. But God needs us each and every time. People need relief in this day that we're living in. I know that there's been times that I've wished and longed that it didn't feel so hard. But then I had to look at me and say, Lord, what is it that's in me that's holding me back? And it's my trust in Him. It's my fears. It's me looking ahead and saying, Lord, I guess I'm not able to really trust You like I should. And I'll be honest with you, it's hard to truly believe when you're not in control. We can pretend like that. It's all good. But I'm going to be honest with you. I'm learning to really do it. And it's not easy. But I'm looking at what's ahead of me. I'm looking at what's ahead of me. And I'm leaving it in the hands of God. And I'm believing that He is truly able to handle that. And when I come into church, I don't come in with the weights of that He's not able. Or what am I going to do? I don't think about what I'm going to do. Or how is it going to be? Or what's going to come of it? God gives us the peace to conquer that. When you have the faith to conquer the small things, He'll make you a ruler over what? Many. When you can conquer the things, the $100 bills that you got to pay, you'll be able to conquer the $1,000 ones. Be able to look back and say, Lord, I know that if You made a way through that one, You'll do it again. There's so many people that need a move for their body. I didn't know we were going here, but we're going to go here. Need a move for their body. And it breaks my heart because I'm thinking in my mind, Lord, when I really think about it, it's hard for me to really get a hold and truly believe that You're able. You can be honest with me tonight, or you can pretend if you want. I'm looking for people to be real. I'm tired of pretenders. I'm looking for people to be real. It's hard to get a hold of that sometimes. But when you do, and you get down and seek God in a way that you truly believe and trust Him, that prayer moves mountains. You don't have to write a book. You don't have to run laps. God hears your prayer. God hears your prayer. And I'm telling you, I didn't used to think I was a mountain mover. But I feel like now that since I began to trust God in a greater way, that each mountain that I come to, that I know that it's not me, that it's through God. And when I come up to it, I say it may not be today, but I know that it's going. That might be on them for a couple days, but I know that it's going. Those finances might be in trouble today, church member, but it's going. If you believe God, that burden upon your body might be on you for a couple days, but if you trust God, it'll go. If you wholeheartedly believe God, don't look at the stature of your problem. Devil wants you to look at that instead of being able to believe. I'm going to say this and I'm going to close. Do not make the mistake that they did. If anything, I don't want you to look forward at the land if it's going to hinder you. But consider looking back at where you were. Look back at where God has brought you out of. I can't bring it out to you in a way that I feel like would get a hold of your heart. Because the only way that you touch you is that if you dig inside of yourself and get past all that fear, all that would hinder thee, and realize that God is able. Just say that with me tonight. God is able. God is able. Praise the Lord. God is able. Hallelujah. God is able. Well, glory. God is able. Hallelujah. I rebuke that spirit of fear that would try to overtake. I rebuke the spirit of depression that's trying to make us sit back in the wilderness, trying to keep us from where we're trying to go in our lives. Glory to God. Oh, He is able. He is able. He is able. He is able. I just feel the spirit. I'm already finished. I just feel the anointing of God. Somebody needs to obey the Lord. Somebody needs to give God some praise. Somebody needs to get out of the pew right now and do what God would bid them to do. Somebody needs to go for a walk and claim their healing. Somebody needs to cry out to God and get the shackles off of you. I would say come get a song, but I think the song that God wants to hear right now is the cries of His people. Hallelujah. Come on, get out of that fear. Get out of your comfort zone. Take an opportunity. Oh, to just worship God. Take an opportunity just to get out of it for a minute. Be that Caleb. Still everybody. Surprise yourself and worship God. He'll be there with you in your first step, in the first part where you open your mouth and cry out to Him. You see, one thing that Caleb didn't care about was the report of all the other ones. 10 other people was backing each other up. And there might be everybody in the world that might not enjoy your praise, might not enjoy your obedience, but it doesn't matter. If you follow God and do what He says, you'll be blessed. You'll be blessed. Hallelujah. You'll be blessed when you do what God wants you to. You'll be blessed when you worship, when you praise Him. You'll be blessed. I urge you to not wait. Just take a minute. And realize, let's make a declaration tonight. When we go forward from here, let's not be as we were. Let's be what God has placed inside. Let's break all the barriers.